Register an Account podcast episode number 1141. Today is the 15th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Fred. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The New Year's Eve gala in Bilibili is inspired by subcultures such as animation, games, films and television shows. The game has been played by tens of thousands of players worldwide since its release in 1995 and remains popular with Chinese youth. Bilili Uploader will play a variety of roles, playing computer games from all over the Chinese-speaking world. Wu Tiao Ren will play the title song of the first Chinese animated series to be streamed as a Netflix original. In October, Netflix, the world's leading provider of anime content, announced that Heaven's Official Blessing would become the first Chinese anime series to be streamed on the company's platforms worldwide. Li added, Bilibili is committed to developing the world's most popular anime and manga series in China. The anime is based on the novel, Mo Xiang, which was first published online by Mo Xiang, a popular children's book series from the late 1970s and early 1980s. It will be the first Chinese anime on Bilibili's to be continuously updated until 2021, after reaching 140 million video views since Bilili was introduced in July. The New York Times, Mo Xiang, and Bilibili's, the official website of Bilibili's parent company, the Bilili Media Group, The New York Times, Mo Xiang, and Bilibili's, the official website of Bilili Media Group, the parent company of Bilibili's, China's biggest entertainment site, Bilibili, has come under fire from Chinese netizens for inappropriate content. The Japanese anime Unemployed Rebirth divides users and has been causing debate for some time. The series, in which a middle-aged man is reborn in a dream, has caused controversy because it visualizes the characters' sexual fantasies. Bilibili, a popular video site known for anime, comic and games, has started broadcasting the Japanese anime Mushoku Tensei on its website on July 1. The reaction of ACG fans, who were loved by Bilili as one of China's most popular entertainment sites, did not adequately calm the situation. While Bilibili is promoting the main cartoon this season, Mushoku Tensei has amassed more than 70 million views since the fourth episode was released last Monday. According to the website, the Shanghai-based company has been on track to increase its shares by 12.5% in the first 3 months of this year and is on track to gain another 3% by 2019. According to Forbes estimates, 42-year-old Chen, who holds a majority stake in one of China's fastest-growing companies and is its largest shareholder, is the second and third richest man in the world. The animation streaming provider and its parent company are poised to raise $483 million in their second round of financing this week, according to people with knowledge of the matter. For the first time, the company hosted a New Year's Countdown Gala, venturing into the world of entertainment with local stars and extravagant group performances. A Bilibili mascot poses for a photo during a celebration to mark the start of the Chinese New Year in Beijing, China, January 1, 2017. The war between content creators has intensified as the vicious cyberbullying that accompanies the phenomenon, which used to be a limited phenomenon, has begun to spread to Bilibili. Many new users, arguing that they were being unfairly criticized, began to flare up, and the wars between the company and its users, many of whom were young, began to flare. A researcher at Jiao Tong University in Shanghai, who specializes in online subcultures, said that some older Bilibili users had become xenophobic toward newcomers, harbored grievances and lost their sense of belonging. The Chinese video sharing site Bilibili was born and entered the mainstream through the acquisition of users and diversification in advertising and paid content. Often compared to YouTube, Bilibili allows users to consume a variety of video content such as music, movies and music videos, and select authors to share user-generated content with their peers. The platform also has a social element, with comments on the videos superimposed with the ability to unplug and communicate with each other, as well as share photos and videos. In recent years, the platform has expanded its capabilities, recording more than 100,000 videos by over 1.5 million authors. According to its website, Bilibili is the latest mainland Chinese company to be listed in the U.S., fleshing out plans for a secondary listing in Hong Kong amid growing tensions between Beijing and Washington. The Chinese video platform, which is to be listed on NASDAQ, is pushing ahead with the second round of financing for its IPO in New York this week, with a primary listing expected to raise up to $1.5 billion next year, two people familiar with the situation said. The company, which relies on investors from China, the United States, Japan, South Korea and other countries, has hired Goldman Sachs Group Inc., one of the world's largest private equity firms, to arrange the offer, according to two sources who said the company's chief executive and chief financial officer. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1141. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.